What's up?
How tough was it on Sunday where it just seemed like one thing was going wrong and another?
It's the worst game I've ever been a part of, special teams wise. It was tough to go through. It's uncharacteristic because the one thing that we prided ourselves on since we've been here is our coverage teams. And we just didn't play well. So everybody had a turn, including me. When you play like that, obviously you don't do a good job. So we gotta get that picked up real quick.
The change at the returner, especially in the punt, because of ball security or?
You mean as far as
make a change there with your returner?
Well, we're working. I mean, we're working guys as we speak. So we gotta just see how it goes and go from there. But I mean, obviously that's unacceptable. We can't put the ball on the ground. We gotta, maintain field position for our team, and it wasn't a good night. So we gotta get that corrected quickly.
On the illegal formation on the field goal in the third quarter, is that just guys lining up in the wrong
spot? Oh yeah. So it was a bad mistake, a horrible mistake to make at that time, and you see it about once or twice a year, and unfortunately, the guy that it happened to, you don't want to see that from him because he is one of the best players we have. So we'll get it corrected, and unfortunately, we have to learn a lesson from it. That's the big thing.
If you had to do it again, would you push to give him the chance to kick 62?
Yeah, I think, that's a head coach's decision. I thought Coop made the right decision. He's hit him in practice. Unfortunately, he hasn't had that – well, I should say fortunately, he hasn't had that chance very much in the game. But, we felt like it was the best thing for our team. And I've seen him hit it before. So it just didn't work out that night. And unfortunately, it's one of those things that – you got to live with, and you got to respect the decision. And if it comes up again, we'll see what happens.
Joe, when they're kicking a field goal there at the end, is there any thought to doing the same thing you guys did against New Orleans?
Yeah, like I talked about, though, a lot of times, sometimes it's not there because of alignment, because of the way they play and all those type of things. I mean, that's a play that certain teams line up certain ways, and we just felt like in that situation against Kansas City, it wasn't a good opportunity for that play. I thought our guys gave a heck of an effort on that, and talk about lucky bounces. I've never seen one like that. I can tell you that. I heard a clang from over on the sideline. So, he must have went to Mass that morning or whatever and said his Hail Marys and everything. Because I tell you what, now I thought he missed it and it goes right through the – I mean, 29 years now, I've never seen one go through like that. I've seen him clank on the inside of it and go in that way, but not sideways. So,
how'd your new snapper do?
I thought he did well. He got the holding call. That was the biggest issue. They'd had him, so they tried to go after him a little bit on that, and he got a holding call, which was hurtful. But I thought his field goal location, other than the first one, was good. It's a tough situation to come in on Thanksgiving Day and really have one practice on Friday. So he did a good job for us, and hopefully he gets better this week.
When you're in meetings after a game like that, what kind of tone you try to set to get things to bounce back?
It wasn't a great tone, I would say. The one thing that I tried to get across to him was, let's not make this a get after the players only. Anytime you play poorly, you need to take some responsibility for that, in my opinion. If you're any type of coach you've got to take some responsibility. When you play like that, something you missed during the week. So, I wanted them to know that first. And then we went through the corrections. It wasn't a great week, I can tell you that. But we got to come back strong, and we got a heck of a challenge in front of us this week. I mean, that's the one area of their team that I know for a fact. I can't tell you about offense and defense, but I know for a fact they're darn good on special teams. They've got a guy that, led the league last year in punt returns. And then they've also got one of the top kickoff return groups in the league. So we got our challenges in front of us this week again.
Is Hill one of those guys that's tough to simulate his speed?
Talking about the kid from Kansas City?
Yeah.
Yeah. When what I put on his report that week was world-class speed. So, like, you're talking world-class is like Usain Bolt, who was the guy a long time ago when I was a younger guy, Michael Johnson. Okay, those are elite speed guys. Those are world-class speed guys. And that guy ran a 4.2 something. I mean, he's a world-class guy. And, we didn't do a good job of handling him. So hopefully they understand that now. The next time we get a chance to play him again, we'll see what happens.
Do you have a hard time sleeping that
night?
Oh,
no. Slept like a baby, dude. No, man. I didn't sleep a lick. I didn't sleep one bit. It was a rough night. And, You know, my kids were all in. My family was there. It was a pitiful night. So, you know, we just got to keep swinging from there. And, you know, like I said, it's been uncharacteristic. We've never had a game like that here, and I don't want to have another one like that again.
Where do you weigh in on Tlaib shoving Norwood?
As far as what do you mean?
Is that something that's just part of football? Or?
I didn't see it. I didn't see any of it. Yeah, I didn't see any of it. And, you know, I just know, I know, and listen to what Coop said, I do think that competitive situations, I've seen guys getting arguments on the sideline before and all those type of things. I mean, these are world-class competitors, too. They're not just world-class athletes. They compete hard, and sometimes your emotions get the best of you, and I'm sure Tlaib got that squared away with Norwood.
Do you anticipate Gaffer being up again this week with Casey still dealing with the calf?
Most likely, yeah. We got to see tomorrow because I know they're looking at him, you know, and they're in the training room. So we'll see if he can go tomorrow, then we'll see how it goes. But we'll go from there.
Any advice for Mike Prefer tonight? He's going to handle the...
Yeah, I saw that. Mike's a heck of a football coach. You know, he was here. I've known him for a long time. His dad was in the league for a long time. Any advice for him? Yeah, win the game. Yeah, you know, win the game for sure.
Have you had to change many of your coverage alignments because of all the injuries? Seven receivers now, less DBs. That hasn't affected you too much?
No. I mean, we got to play faster than what we did the other night. You know, if you watch them, there's a little T-shirt that walks around here. It says speed, speed, speed. Well, they heard that from me, and we didn't play fast enough the other night. So we got to get back to that this weekend.